Despite the fact that Ukraine is a relatively small country without world-renowned universities, featured in the top positions of international university rankings, it is an international study destination of considerable importance. Ukraine's education system, like that of the other post-Soviet countries, has been snapped by more than 70 years of Soviet rule. Since 2018, Ukrainian school education has been extended from 11 to 12 years. It now includes 4 years of elementary education, 5 years of middle school education, and 3 years of upper secondary specialized education. The changes will be implemented in the 3 levels in 2018, 2022 and 2027, respectively, beginning with the elementary stage. Education is provided free of charge at public schools and is compulsory through grade 12 under the new system. However, pupils who started studying under the old system can still leave school after 11 years. General education is divided into 3 levels. First level is primary school, second level is basic lower secondary school, and third level is senior upper secondary school. Elementary education starts at the age of 6 and is 4 years in length. The cycle is further subdivided in 2 phases. A basic phase, grades 1 and 2, that focuses on adaptation to school through play, while phase 2, grades 3 and 4, focuses on developing responsibility and independence. Children are admitted to school based on their place of residence. Each school serves a specific geographic area. The curriculum includes reading, writing, mathematics, physical education, nature, art, and music. Not all courses at this level are graded, but grade 4 concludes the state examination that measures performance in Ukrainian and other native language, reading and mathematics, foreign language, English. Primary education comprises the first 4 years of formal education. The elementary grades provide functional skills in reading, writing, arithmetic, speech, hygiene, and social behavior. Legislative goals also include physical training, introduction to art, music, and environmental issues. Foreign language education is divided now into 3 relative stages. Primary, grades from 1 to 4, middle, grades from 5th to 9th, and senior, grades from 10th to 11th. The results of every foreign language learning stage are described in the educational standards developed and applied for the first foreign language at primary stage as level A1+, at middle stage as level A2+, and at senior B1+. In most comprehensive schools, the period at primary stage comprises 3 years of foreign language study, grades from 2nd to 4th.
Adolescents have several fiction and designed to solve a wide range of tasks. Their classroom laboratories and the school botanical garden and the site for extracurricular activities and the venue for environmental practice and the recreation and relaxation area and training and experimental area for research and the school ecological trail. The experience of subject teachers gives reason to argue that any classes can be spent in outdoors classes provided they are properly trained. Even if the lessons is not substantially related to nature, then this doesn't detract from the positive impact of the nature environments of the children's organism and the assimilation of knowledge. Already begin in nature leaves stress, cases a surge of state and mood lift. We consider the introduction of outdoor in the educational process to be a modern pulsing technology based on the development of the emotional essential sphere and the active participation of children classes in the outdoor can be called healthy classes. It's advisable to conduct physical education lessons outdoor. Holding a lessons outdoor can increase the productivity of further work in the classroom. This was found out by American science who for 10 weeks observed the behavior of third grades after lessons outdoor and inside. These ways were found to increase attention to further education. The researchers noted that teachers need to pay attention to students in almost all 2 directions after classes outdoor, then after the same class in the classroom. Each lesson can be conducted outdoor while studying plants, animals, birds, living and non-living nature. It's better to show children glory with example in nature. Rather than sitting in the classroom, you can also conduct reading and arithmetic lessons, games such as find the letter and find the number.
Lessons in the open air can be held in all subjects. In physical education, it can be all lessons in the open air. The school curriculum provides that before the cold snap, the lessons take place on the outdoor. And in winter, studying skiing, snowboarding, ice skating, as well as trips to the mountains for several days, skiing, climbing. Labor training lessons for children can also be carried out in the fresh air. All topics in the program include, for example, class 3, My Dream House. You can go with children to the forest and build a gelabu. It will be more interesting and memorable for children.